How do you know if your Rent2HMO is a winner? You're backing the right horse and this property is actually gonna do what you want it to do, which is create cash flow. On this video, I'm gonna break down exactly what I look for in my Rent2HMOs. I've done countless deals and I've started to fine tune exactly the differences between what works and what works less well. So I'm gonna reveal all on this video. Plus, I've got a few extra tips at the end, so make sure you watch till the end for some extra hacks. So, Rent2HMO, before we get down and dirty into the figures, first things first, if you're brand new, the premise is, okay, instead of you buying a property, instead of you buying it and then renting it out, what you do is you don't buy it. You rent it, the whole unit, you rent the whole house, and then you split it into different units, and then you'll rent each unit out individually. And disclaimer, okay, the landlord, agent, everybody knows exactly what it is, and you've got to do this stuff correctly. So make sure you check out the whole channel and go through your correct due diligence, get educated before you try this stuff, because you need to make sure you've got the right agreements and you're doing this stuff safely and correctly. So let's get into it. Cash flow. How do I know the figures work? A lot of you say to me, as long as I'm earning £500, that's good with me. The problem with that is there's no context. If you're in London and it's £1,000 per room and you're only cash flowing £500, one empty room means you're now losing £500. So for me, it's not about the cash flow figure, it's about the cash flow ratio. That's the key thing here. So to give you an example, if we have a 6-bedroom property and we know we're able to generate £500 per room, roughly, as a total income of £3,000, right? £3,000 is coming in. I wanna earn £500, which is one room, times 1.5. That's my bottom figure. So I wanna take £750. So what you do is you take the £3,000, you minus 750, which gives you 2250. Then I'm gonna deduct £100 per person per month for each tenant. That's for all the bills, the utilities, the internet, the 7 share, the council tax, you name it. That's gonna give me the figure that I can offer the landlord, right? Which in this case is £1,650. So unless that's the ratio, unless that's the figures, I don't wanna know, okay? It's not like, oh, okay, I'll do it for 500 because one empty room and I'm out of here. So I would say to the landlord in that case, look, I've done my figures. What do you need? They say we need 1,800. I say, look, the best I can do is 1,650. And I'm not sure why Siri's piping up. She needs to quiet down. She don't know about rent to rent. The second thing I look for is how much am I gonna have to invest in this deal, okay? Now, if I'm making £750 a month on a 5-year deal, I don't wanna spend more than £4,500, which is 6 months, 6 times £750. Anything more than that is taking too long, because in my eyes, then I've got another 4.5 years to get my return on investment. And then once all my money's out, I'm playing with the house's money and my return is infinite, okay? On a 2 or 3 year, I normally lower that figure down to 3 times. So 750 times 3 months. I want to be breaking even within 3 months so that I've then got a whole, well, it depends on 2 or 3 years, I've then got months to cash flow. Extra point to consider here is I break down those costs into 2 things, okay? I break them down into, number one, it's the costs attached to the asset. So I'm talking about carpets, painting and decorating, fitted blinds. You know, if you had to put a new kitchen work surface in or something, all these costs you won't get back, okay? So they are cost A. They are the cost associated with the property that you will never get back. And then also I've got the costs that are company assets, the furniture, the white goods, you know, a TV. These are things that if the agreement doesn't work out, you will be able to take out of the property, and therefore I offset 50% of those. In other words, if you spend a total of 5K, £3,000 is on the furniture and £2,000 is on the actual property itself, I would go, 50% of the $3,000, which is 1,500, plus the $2,000, that's £3,500 would be the figure I'd be working towards. I hope I didn't lose you there. Any questions, comment below. So after you've established, yeah, okay, I'm happy with my cash flow figure and I'm happy with my break-even figure, there's a few other factors that I like to consider. If you're finding this useful, hit the like button right now. First thing is landlord. How easy to work with is the landlord? If the landlord's retired and doesn't want anything to do with the property whatsoever, okay, they've got no mortgage, they're happy with the cash flow and they don't want to hear from you, that would be a good deal, you know? So I then might accept a slightly less cash flow or a slightly longer break even because it feels like, huh, this landlord, it's a good fit, okay? It's a good fit. No mortgage to worry about, no this to worry about, cash flow's good, they're happy and want to be hands off. That's a good deal. Second thing to consider is how easy the property is going to be to let. So if it's in a location where you just know this is just going to let itself, and you know, maybe it's a sought after area where there's not many rooms, or maybe you're right in the middle of town and it's going to be an amazing SA unit, or you're right next to a hospital. I've got properties in my portfolio that rent so quickly that as soon as another property on that road comes out, I know that I want it. I don't even need to see it because I know the standard, I know the layout. As long as I know it's pretty much like for like, I'm happy to go with it. So, you know, have a little bit of wiggle room, but just be careful. You don't want to run into a deal that doesn't hit, as I say, your cash flow figure and your break-even figure, especially if it's your first deal. And the final thing that I would always consider is how much work you've got to do, how long it's going to take to do this work, and the conditions of the agreement as well. Because if it's going to take me 6 weeks and there's loads of work and it's a decent investment, and I might just be like, do you know what? It just feels like there could be a better one. But once again, if there's no work to do and I can move really quickly and my cash flow is slightly lower, then I'm like, £50 less cash flow. This is an interesting concept. £50 less cash flow per month would be £600 in a year, right? So therefore, if you can make it cash flow from day one or day five, you're going to end up saving that amount of money anyway. See what I mean? So you don't need to worry so much about the figures when it gets to that. So to summarize then, how do you know if your rent to HMO is a winner? First things first, make sure that you've got the cash flow at 1.5. Maybe, you know, if everything else going for the deal and there's very low money down, you might slip down to 1.3, but don't compromise too much. Number two, make sure that you're breaking even within that sort of 3 to 6 month period, because guess what? We get these rent to rent to get cash flow. We don't own them. So we don't want to be spending loads of money on them and then having to give them back. Okay. That's not what this is. So please, please be careful. And then, as I said, there's a few other factors. How easy is the landlord to work with? Okay. How easy is he? How good of a location? How easy is the property going to be to let? Okay. These are some of the things that you want to consider. Any questions you've got whatsoever, comment below and I'll see you in the next video. Thanks for listening. For more information, check out simonsmithonline.com. See you next time.